Hochul says border crisis is zero there, we are already seeing a stemming of the tide of people coming. By Jacob Bliss on October 25, 2022. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. In Tuesday night's first and only debate against Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, said, "We've already seen a stemming of the tide of people coming across the border." Hochul, during the debate, was confronted about the roughly $1 billion in estimated costs New York will have to take on for housing the border crossers being brought over from the governors of Texas and Florida. Ultimately, she said that we've already seen a stemming of the tide of people because of her conversations with President Joe Biden and his chief of staff about this issue and that the $1 billion estimate would be much less. "I'm talking to the President of the United States about this because I talked to Joe Biden and his chief of staff on multiple occasions," she said about the other states sending border crossers to New York, since it is a sanctuary state. Biden understood our frustration that this really is a federal problem. That these people shouldn't be used as political pawns by these governors," she added, while also promoting all of the border crossers being processed for asylum at the border, instead of in different parts of the country. The Empire State Democrat continued, "That $1 billion number, I believe, is going to be significantly less because, after our conversations, President Biden started making changes. So people are more likely to have an incentive to stay in their own country. So we've already seen a stemming of the tide of people. I don't know if that will change, but right now, it's a different direction." While the U.S. has seen a record amount of apprehensions at the southern border in the last 12 months, s already surpassing the record high set last year, the host was mainly referring to the governors from Florida and Texas sending border crossers to New York. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.